Alaska News Nightly is brought to you in part by
BP Alaska. As part of their commitment to Alaska, BP and their employees are investing in over 400 education and service organizations in communities across the state. More at alaska.bp.com. Alaska Pacific University is accepting applications for all undergraduate programs for the spring 2016 semester. More at alaskapacific.edu. This message sponsored by APU.
The state has a new foster care program aimed at keeping Western Alaska children in their communities. It incorporates therapeutic methods to help fix behavioral issues in the home that might be affecting both the child and parent. There's just one major hiccup. No one has signed up yet. KYUK's Lakedra Chavis reports.
Venetia Gardner, the Protective Services Manager for the Office of Children's Services Western Region, says the goal of bringing therapeutic foster care to this part of the state is simple: to keep children in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta.
So within the 56 villages, we would like to at least have some hub type of foster, therapeutic foster homes, in which case the child would be able to stay closer to their culture, stay closer to their relatives, to their parents.
There's just one problem.
I do not have a yes yet. I still need the communities to come together and bring somebody forward.
Therapeutic foster care carries the basic framework of regular foster care, but it's designed to offer mental and behavioral health treatment to children who have suffered severe trauma, like abuse. The program also works to improve the behaviors of the parent. AK Child and Family is the licensing agency for the Delta. Doug White is the agency's director of community programs, and he says the name foster care and the title may be a bit misleading.
They simply need a placement out of their home for a period of time to help the family and the children address any behavioral issues that they might be having.
Therapeutic foster care parents are trained on mental health issues, solutions to handling them, and community resources available to assist the child. Success in the program is measured by its ability to keep children in their communities instead of sending them elsewhere for these types of services.
When that link is broken within the family system, it's often very difficult to get children back. We hear time and time again from families and elders that children leave for treatment and they don't come back for years.
White says the factors for becoming a successful therapeutic parent are flexibility, openness, and understanding. But there are some barriers. Part of the requirement of becoming a therapeutic foster parent is a 2-month training in Anchorage. However, the agencies are trying to find ways to have the training in a hub, like Bethel. In general, therapeutic foster care is more community-centric. Social workers conduct more house checks, families interact with healthcare professionals more, they have to attend treatment planning sessions, take the child to appointments, and complete daily reports on the child's behavior. Currently, OCS and AK Child and Family, among other agencies in the Delta, are working once a month to discuss ways to increase public awareness. They've focused on foster parents currently in the Delta, but to date, no one has committed to the program. The program has been done in smaller places, like Nome. In Alaska, there are 43 therapeutic foster parents, but officials say the biggest barrier in the Delta seems to be the time commitment to becoming one. In Bethel, I'm Lakedra Chavis.
A legend of traditional Alaska Native games has died. Big Bob Aiken, known as the world's largest Eskimo, still held records for the Indian and Eskimo stick pull competitions. He believed deeply in the original purpose of the games. In a phone conversation last July from the World Eskimo Indian Olympics, or WIO, games in Fairbanks, he said the games were meant to be friendly competition that tested strength and revealed who would be a good hunter.
And if you knew exactly what you're capable of, you'd have a better chance of surviving in an incident that happens out in the wilderness. And I hurt myself one time, and I knew what I was capable of by these games. So we were raised to survive whatever happens. That's who we are. That's how we grew up.
Lou Friedman worked as a reporter for the Anchorage Daily News in the late 1980s and became a friend of Bob Aiken as he covered him in Fairbanks at the WIO Games. He said although Aiken didn't have his own children, he cared for all children involved in the games and was an important diplomat.
The kids would like swarm around him, and he was interacting with everybody. You know, it was sort of like, you know, we can't make a decision about anything without seeing what Big Bob thinks about it. And he was that kind of fella. You know, he just stood out with a big personality to go with his big size.
Friedman says he thinks the final year that Aiken competed in strength games was 1989, and Big Bob intended to retire with all of his gold medals and one more win.
There was a big surprise that year because a new guy came on the scene, Brian Walker from Eagle River, who was also a big guy, but nobody was as big as Big Bob at the time. And Brian beat him. And so actually, Big Bob lost at the end of his career, kind of probably completing the thought process that it was time to retire.
Bob Aiken was a lifelong Barrel resident until the last few years when he had to live in Anchorage for dialysis treatments. In recent months, he had also developed a heart problem. Friedman says he was a warm man with a great sense of humor, and even with his health trouble, he never missed the games, acting as an MC or an official, and remained a large figure both physically at 6'4" and as a champion of performing the games correctly.
But more than anything else, he had a sense of tradition and heritage and wanted that to be passed on to future generations. That was the most important thing to him. You'd have to say he was a keeper of the flame, and that was what was really integral to what his continuing involvement with WIO was through the rest of his adult life.
Big Bob Aiken was 62 years old and died in Anchorage on Tuesday.